Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Well, good morning, patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty on Liberty Broadcasting, the American Christian Network affiliate out of Spokane. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Wiffle Bat Wednesday. We are ready.
Them.
Yeah, we are ready for Wiffle Bat. How about you guys? Because we've got, all sorts of updates on what is going on with the Speaker of the House, in which most everyone knows that the first ballot that was run yesterday caused nobody to win. And so the interesting thing, there's several interesting things, and we'll get to that after the break. But boy, let me tell you what, there's some very, very revealing stuff going on with why Jordan has not been elected yet. And just who is taking whose sides over election fraud.
Oh yeah.
And so we'll boil all that down after the break, but
and in the meantime, the Palestinians are wiffle batting themselves.
Yes.
Bombing or firing a missile into their own hospital and then running around screaming victim.
Yeah, right.
And the terrorist supporters all around the world are raising Cain, and they're trying to attack the United States and Israeli embassies. It's all the moving parts are coming into place right now for a major, major showdown.
That's right, because it says here that, well, this was yesterday, breaking news, Israel Defense Forces say that based on intelligence information, a failed Palestinian Islamic Jihad rocket caused the deadly blast at the Al-Ahli Baptist Hospital in Gaza. So, well, it's very interesting because we've got a couple clips about that as well, coming from support from Germany for the Jews.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a historic occurrence right there. And we've got the audio clips for both of those coming from Netanyahu and Scholz. And so I can't wait to get to those because, boy, if they could hear the Chancellor of Germany saying that to them now, that, you know, that they totally denounce these Hamas attacks on Israel and the Jews. That's a historic thing. It's no wonder we've got to share that on the show today.
I love the Babylon Bee ran that piece with Lindsey Graham, quoting Lindsey Graham. Of course, this is satire.
Right.
Lindsey Graham calling for bombing of all countries in the world.
That's right. Yeah, that's
it's like,
right.
No kidding. Is there a country he's opposed to bombing? I'm not sure.
No, I think, you know, that's clearly how you know that money is to be made, is when Lindsey Graham's out there pounding the pavement. I'll tell you what.
Yep, there's the deep state for you right there. That's the epitome of the deep state.
No kidding. Boy. Good grief. But, wow.
And of course, the Palestinians are probably going to be blaming Biden because he didn't give Iran enough money to give higher quality rockets.
Right. Nothing is ever the Muslims' fault.
Right.
It's never
the terrorists' fault.
Yeah, that's right. even if they go about killing babies first and all of their horrific attacks, it couldn't possibly be their fault that they did that first. No way. Right?
I can't remember which congressman it was that was asked, you know, what their take is with Israel saying it's a failed rocket attack and they bombed themselves, or whether Israel, attacked the hospital, and the congresswoman rightfully said it was the terrorists until we learn otherwise, because who has the credibility? The Hamas terrorist murderers?
Right, exactly.
Or Israel?
Right.
You know, so.
Yep. Yeah, because they may have been able to get away with that in the past, maybe, 50 years ago when the world didn't have video cameras posted in everybody's hand
kidding.
On every corner in the whole world on posts, you know. But now everybody can see and hear absolutely everything and when it happened down to the precise second.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're not getting out of anything anymore.
That won't stop the liars from telling lies, though. But,
let's get on to it because we've got a lot to get to after the break. But first, I wanted to read a letter that we received from some listeners from Michigan. And they just have something really great to say. We wanted to share it with you. It says, "Hello, JJS and Lady Liberty. We are from the captured state of Michigan." Boy, speaking of Muslims, right? Yeah. No kidding.
Here's occupied territory for you.
Yep. "We do not listen to your radio broadcast live, but we listen to almost every episode at our convenience once it's posted to Podbean. We appreciate your selection of Podbean because they allow us to download the podcast and listen to it later without burning our cellular data when Wi-Fi isn't available. We so much appreciate your biblical worldview of the events that are happening around us every day. We also very much enjoy your word of the day, which, amazingly, the random turnings reveal scriptures that are often not go-to verses for Christians, but have awesome revelations and application to our current situations. We have planned to send support to you for months and are finally getting our act together and sending it. Please accept this donation and our thanks for all that you do." And so we just wanted to say, well, that was just wonderful to receive in the mail. That's so what appreciated. A yep, absolutely.
Definitely a blessing. And speaking of Podbean, yeah, spread the word to your like-minded friends and family that they can listen. If you don't have to be in the Spokane area listening on the radio.
That's right.
Let's go to radiofreeredoubt.com, click on the tab, listen to RFR. And there's all the different ways you can listen, including the link to the Podbean site.
That's right. Yep. Oh, and they also said they also follow us on Telegram. And so that's available as well for everyone. Of course, there's, you know, only a couple hundred people following us there, but that's okay. We like it that way because we're not expecting like the Twitter audience. This is why we don't have a Twitter account. For getting onto that whole thing where we're looking to get a million subscribers. We're not into that. Right. We're not into that at all. So Telegram works for us just fine.
Yep. It's a great way to pass on all the links to the stories that we talk about and things that we don't get time to talk about, and a great way to interact with you guys and still keeping it kind of small because we know, you know, only a fraction of our listeners have Telegram, which is fine, but it's a great way to interact with you guys.
That's right, for sure.
So, all right, well, let's get to the word of the day. Yes. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, it's interesting as always. The word of the day for Wifflebat Wednesday comes to us from random turning to Jeremiah chapter 44, verses 1 through 10, which read under the title, "Israelites Will Be Punished in Egypt."
Oh.
"The word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the Jews who dwell in the land of Egypt, who dwell at Migdal, at Tahpenes, at Naph, and in the country of Pathros, saying, 'Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, you have seen all the calamity that I have brought on Jerusalem and on all the cities of Judah, and behold, this day they are a desolation, and no one dwells in them, because of their wickedness which they have committed to provoke me to anger, in that they went to burn incense and to serve other gods whom they did not know, they nor you nor your fathers. However, I have sent to you all my servants the prophets, rising early and sending them, saying, 'Oh, do not do this abominable thing that I hate.' But they did not listen or incline their ear to turn from their wickedness, to burn no incense to other gods. So my fury and my anger were poured out and kindled in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, and they were wasted and desolate, as it is this day. Now therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of hosts, the God of Israel, why do you commit this great evil against yourselves to cut off from you man and woman, child and infant, out of Judah, leaving none to remain, in that you provoke me to wrath with the works of your hands, burning incense to other gods in the land of Egypt, where you have gone to dwell, that you may cut yourselves off and be a curse and a reproach among all the nations of the earth? Have you forgotten the wickedness of your fathers, the wickedness of the kings of Judah, the wickedness of their wives, your own wickedness, and the wickedness of your wives, which they have committed in the land of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? they have not been humbled to this day, nor have they feared. They have not walked in my law or in my statutes that I set before you and your fathers. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will set my face against you for catastrophe and for cutting off all Judah. And that's it. And
wow. Well, that explains, very interesting, you know, that I mentioned yesterday, you know, it, or maybe the day before, Israel, there have been three nations of Israel. It's Israel, that area, has been a formal sovereign nation three times, is right. What I meant. But the times that they weren't were the times that they were separated from their land, and it was because of sin. But when you follow up with this, it also says, however, I will bring you back to the land. I will, you know, you will prosper, and, you know, I will show mercy on you. So they're separated from the land for a time, and then they come back. Now, this final time that they're in now will never be taken from them.
That's right.
Yeah.
And what's, you know, that's what's interesting is that God ordained that land just for them, no matter whether he had their enemies carry them off captive or not. That's basically like spanking your child and sending him to his room for behaving badly.
Right.
And then you can come back out into the living room after you straighten up, right?
Right.
You know. And so it's the same thing. And so it's not like they were ever banished and completely removed from the land. It was always God's temporary punishment, always yeah. meaning to bring them back, because it is always their land. It was always meant to be their land ever since God ordained it.
Yep.
And here it says, I mean, in verse 7, it says again, now therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of hosts, the God of Israel. The God of Israel.
Yes.
You know, I mean, he doesn't call, it doesn't say the God of Palestine.
No.
It doesn't say the God of Syria. It doesn't say the God of any other nation. It says the God of Israel.
And throughout the scripture, they're referred to as a nation, the nation of Israel.
That's right.
It's not a religion. It's not a race. It is a nation,
That's
God's
right.
people. And boy, he promised it to them. It belongs to them. It's
That's right.
never been any other country. Now, it's been occupied by the Romans, by the Turks, by the Ottoman Empire, the British Empire. It wasn't Britain. It was a territory, you know, that was under British control, just like the Romans and everything else. The only time that has ever been a nation is Israel.
That's right.
So, wow, that's still...
Well, it's just, this is really great to read right now, because this shows the relationship of God with the people of Israel.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they have been through so much in history. It's just,
right.
it's just not even funny. And they always end up taking the wrong turn, but they're like everybody else. You know, if anybody was to analyze all of human history, everybody does the same thing.
Right.
You know, it just so happens that God picked them and
yes.
and decided to, you know, befriend them and keep them under his wing.
Showed them favor, just like we talked about last week.
Exactly. Yeah. Showed them favor and sought to help them and always defend them. He's done nothing but good things for those people.
Right.
And he will continue to always do good things for those people.
Oh, he's got an amazing plan of redemption for Israel, and it's coming up.
The second coming really is going to just be absolutely spectacular.
Yeah, that'll be the final act right there. It's going to be really cool.
That's right.
So, okay, so the scripture was Jeremiah...
chapter 44. And
yes.
Verses, I said 1 through 10, but I accidentally read through 11. So we'll just say 44, 1 through 11.
Oh, so we got a bonus.
Multiples of 11s here.
Yes, I'm seeing that. All right, well, thank you for that.
Praise God.
Oh, indeed. Okay, well, before we take a break, I want to clear something up. Yesterday, we were talking about Pastor Troy Brewer and this Ring of Fire eclipse, and he mentioned... And we repeated it, that next year when that comes through on April 8th, that's on the Passover. And
right.
we were all excited, didn't even look it up. So it's not. Passover next year is on the 22nd. So
right.
like 2 weeks after that event, that still could be significant. But so Passover is maybe he misspoke, or you know, he didn't complete the thought or whatever, but you know, we just repeated what he said. So just to clarify, one of our listeners, thanks for pointing that out. Passover actually is on the 22nd of April, 2 weeks after that total solar eclipse that's going to make an X right across the United States.
That's right.
So still very, very fascinating.
Yeah, I wish I could call Troy Brewer and just say, I think we have a small problem. Yeah.
What did you mean?
Houston,
what did you mean to
Houston,
say?
Houston, we have a problem.
Well, you know, when you're live, we've done it. You know, you listen to yourself afterward and you're like, oh, did I say that? I meant
that could have been. Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows?
Been. Who knows?
So, all right.
Say.
Well, we got to the bottom of that. Still, pay attention. The Lord puts those signs in the heavens for us for a reason.
For a reason. Exactly.
If nothing else, to know that he is on the move.
Right. And so, yeah, just be always looking up and be as close to the Lord as you could possibly be right now.
Well, that's a fact. All right. You stick around, Patriots. We'll be back right after this break. This is The Voice of the American Redoubt, segment 2 of The Morning Commute, right after this.
A constitutional republic, not a democracy. The ideal of a democracy is universal equality. The ideal of a constitutional republic is individual liberty. A democracy always degenerates into dictatorship, which promises government-guaranteed equality and security, but it delivers nothing but poverty and serfdom for the people it robs and rules. America was founded as a constitutional republic to safeguard the liberties of the people against the tyranny of democracy or of one-man dictatorship. In this century, great strides have been made toward the goal of subverting our republic into a democracy. The foremost tactic of the subverters is subversion of language. By calling America a democracy until people thoughtlessly accept and use the term, the totalitarians have obscured the real meaning of our principles of government.
When disaster strikes, will you have what it takes to survive? Here at ARC, we offer survival training, medical training, and self-defense classes to help you prepare for the unexpected. Our experienced instructors will teach you practical skills that will allow you to adapt and overcome in any crisis situation. Sign up for one of our training courses today. Your security is your own responsibility. Visit our website at AmericanReconstructionConcepts.com.
Welcome back. This is segment 2 of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. In segment 2, brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. Check them out. Prepping2-0.com is the website. And yeah, Lady Liberty, segment 2.
Well, yes. Okay. So as you know, we were talking about listening to the Eric Stackelbeck Watchers program, and he was describing how Iran was telling the Jews basically that if Israel does not stop its war against Hamas, they will feel the wrath of a huge earthquake. Ooh. Well, funny thing, there was just yesterday, there was a new magnitude 5.8 earthquake strikes the southern Iran region.
Oh.
So right back at you, Iran.
Right.
Apparently, God thinks that statement wasn't so great.
Good thing they didn't say, we're going to send a nuke your way.
No kidding.
These guys keep smashing their own fingers with the hammer.
Yeah. Then they blow up their own hospital. They, you know, they're getting right back at you. Well, treatment. So, boy, I don't know. They're not doing so well so far.
Hamas rockets have like a 30% failure rate. I mean, almost one out of three of them are dropping on their own soil, their own communities.
You're almost safer to be their enemy.
Right. Maybe they're sent, yeah. Maybe Iran has sent all the good stuff to Hezbollah up north.
Yeah, right.
They get all the seconds.
They don't like Hamas either.
All the Friday shift bomb-making stuff goes to Hamas. Everybody's trying to get off on the weekend.
That's
but
right.
We have an immense amount of firepower in that area and more on the way. We've got, you know, the Marine Expeditionary Force. We've got the 101st Airborne on the way, two carrier groups. I mean, more and more and more. I think the B-1 or B-52 bombers, A-10s. There is so much coming into this area.
This is not just
to say, oh, we're just going to be here as a deterrent. They are ramping up for serious action.
Well, yeah, because Biden has money to make off of this somewhere. So he's supposed to be there today with Blinken, and that can't possibly be a good thing. But, you know, he already did send Israel $1 billion and free access to all of our best laser experts to help the Israeli laser team, because our laser arsenal is working at 300 kilowatts, whereas the Israeli arsenal of lasers is only working at 100 kilowatts right now. So they're already receiving $1 billion plus aid in their laser department. So that, I mean, that's cool. I mean, we like to see that Biden is finally doing something that the true Americans support. And so that's actually nice to see, but leave it to Biden. I can't imagine that he is not going to become very wealthy off of this somehow.
Well, yeah, ulterior motives, you know, because they've been doing nothing but helping Iran and placing Israel more and more in harm's way.
That's right.
Giving money. I mean, the United States and the West has been giving money to the Palestinians.
Right.
You know, that's all being funneled in to support their terrorist cause. So,
well, and I like to think that our tax money that we just sent off is actually going to help the Israeli laser program. That makes me feel a lot better.
Well, it makes me feel better than that going to Ukraine, but still. It's another excuse not to take care of our own borders.
It is. It is just for sure. We won't even get started because there's not
take
words.
It from there,
we better
stop me.
Yeah, we better not, because there's some choice words that we better not say. But we have a clip here from the German Chancellor Scholz, who is condemning Hamas and siding with the Jews. And then we have a statement from Netanyahu. And boy, he's got an awesome statement as well. So listen to what they both have to say.
Oh, by the way, the chancellor is not a female. This is the translator that you're listening to.
Right.
The attack of Hamas terrorists, we denounce it vehemently. The brutal terrorism, this brutal attack on innocent civilians, the execution of civilians, murdering of babies, abducting men, women, and children, humiliation and exhibiting Holocaust survivors gets our blood to freeze.
In doing so, Hamas wants to keep them there as a human shield and prevent people from leaving and getting out of harm's way. It's important that the entire world understands this. The responsibility for the civilians who are there, both the abducted people and both the people who are kept there at force, the citizens of our country and the citizens of dozens of countries, and the Palestinian civilians themselves, that responsibility sits squarely on the shoulders of the Hamas war criminals. They're committing a double war crime, attacking civilians, hiding behind civilians as human shields. The entire world should condemn it and should support Israel in its just war. Thank you very much. And thank you, Chancellor. Thank you.
Thank you.
So a lot of world leaders have been making a lot of trips over there. Biden just getting there or soon to arrive or just arrived or something. But apparently he canceled his trip to Jordan. You know, there is a mass movement right now of the militias and Hezbollah and more forces coming in from Iraq, you know, Iranian-backed forces, you know, coming into that area. So
right. I did think it was, first of all, historically fascinating that Germany is backing the Jews.
Yes.
And condemning the Muslims, basically. And I would have to guess that that's because they've seen what has happened in their own nation by letting those people in. They can't, you know, they Merkel let in all those bazillions of Muslims, and they surely must have learned their lesson, and now they're condemning what they're doing, what the Muslims are doing to the Jews. So I greatly appreciate that. And I also like what Benjamin Netanyahu said, that they want everyone to know that Hamas should be prosecuted on the world court for double war crimes. The first one being brutally attacking civilians, just, you know, obviously they did it first. And then the second war crime is using people as human shields and hiding in civilian areas in order to use them as human shields.
That's
and
right.
Hiding in hospitals, for example.
Yep, hospitals, schools.
Yeah, so using anytime you're using another person as a human shield, that is a huge war crime. And so, I hope they go after them.
Yeah,
and
don't let them make it to trial.
No, yeah, right, there we go. There we go. Well, he said that no Hamas was going to be left after they were done with them. So, switching gears, we've got the report on the Representative Jim Jordan seeking Speaker of the House and not being able to get it in the first go around. And the next one is the next vote will happen today at 5:25 p.m. And the thing is they're trying to get the 217 votes from fellow Republicans, but 9 of the Republicans are refusing to back him and doing really, really stupid things.
Yes.
Like Representative Buck from Colorado, Republican from Colorado, they need to oust him because, listen here, Epic Times says that Representative Buck, who voted against Mr. Jordan, told Epic Times that under no circumstances would he vote for the Ohio congressman, that he said he wants a speaker who supports the U.S. assistance to Ukraine and acknowledges that President Joe Biden won the 2020 election.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you absolutely kidding me?
You do not belong there. You just don't belong
there. Somebody give Buck the boot.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, who was the senator in Idaho? Same thing. Well, we're out of time, so we'll cover up that tomorrow. But you guys just you be safe out there. Join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Wiffle Bat Wednesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.